Welcome to Very Fine Friends.
Welcome to Very Fine Friends.
Welcome to Very Fine Friends.
Bonus
improv. Joe, can we get a suggestion for our improv, please?
You sure can. Your suggestion is Predators.
Predators. Wow. If you're listening, and we know you are.
I wonder what they're up to.
Oh, you listen to the pod.
Of course, from jail.
Mm.
Snuck in a radio up their butts.
They're incarcerated Sizzlers.
Sizzlers in one place. You know where to find your Sizzlers.com.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your Sizzlers are? There's a hockey team called the Predators. I believe it's the Nashville Predators. But it's like, I think their logo or whatever their mascot is like a saber-toothed tiger or something.
Just a guy raping
someone. Or it could be, yeah, well, that's, but I mean, that would be funny. That would be scarier, quite frankly, than a big cat. Oh.
You'd never want to play them.
No.
Yeah.
They would win every game.
How come there's no women in the audience?
Yeah.
Gee, I don't know.
How come everyone brought their own cups to this game? Oh my God, they're fifth in the Central Division right now.
People are scared.
Yeah.
Oh, they're kind of hot, actually.
Yeah, hockey players are hot. And they have big butts.
Yeah. It's from all that skating.
Yeah.
I like that a predator predates somebody.
Mm-hmm. I like that word too.
The predate. Yeah.
Predation.
Seems like predate.
Yeah. And yet there's not a word for preying, being preyed upon. Like being preyed upon is the closest thing.
No, it's called preying.
Preyas.
Preyas. True. We give a lot of words to the bad guys.
Maybe that's where the confusion's coming in. It was like, no, I thought this was a pre-date. I thought we were going to have sex. I thought I could assault you because it was a pre-date.
We're going to have sex. So get in my van.
Yeah. Because I'm taking you to dinner for a real date right after this.
Yeah, but to be clear.
But first, have this candy.
First sex in the van. You don't have a choice.
We define rape on the pod. In case you thought you had a choice, you don't.
I feel like we really ramped up our rape talk on the pod.
But imagine you're like questioning the attacker and you're like, but are you sure I don't have a choice? I feel like this is my choice. I'm not going to do it.
Well, if you have a choice and then it still happens, that means it is your fault.
Oh my God. I was just talking to someone about this. This is inappropriate. Tune out now if this offends you. Or if you think you might be offended. Or if you've been offended at all in the last minute, the next part's not for you. I was saying, actually, at your thing, I was talking to someone and I said that I think no one could do that to me because
no
I'm like making,
predate.
Yeah, because I'm like making diamonds back here. And like, I think they would be so unsuccessful that they would lose their confidence and they would never rape again.
Invention of the week, rape bait. Francis comes to local areas with a high raping population.
You're, oh no, I've dropped my things.
You're like the dog whisperer, but you're the rape whisperer.
Predator whisperer.
A different kind of dog whisperer.
Mm. Yeah.
Or, ooh, new invention. Butt diamonds.
And scene.
And now, improv. Oh my God, I can't believe you finally did it. You proposed. Yes, 1,000 times yes. Oh my God. Oh, the ring is beautiful.
Yeah?
Oh, it's so gorgeous.
I made that.
What? Oh, I know. I know you worked really hard. You earned a lot of money. And then you bought me this.
No.
What do you mean? Did you like go, you picked out a diamond and then you like forged the band?
Uh-uh.
What do you mean?
Well,
how did you, honey, or did you, is there like a service where you can go to a diamond mine?
No. Here's what happened.
Wait, like you traded somebody for it with your labor?
Mm-mm, no. I've been under a lot of pressure at work.
I know.
And you know how the doctor said that it's a problem that I haven't gone?
Yeah. Not for me, but for you it is. Yeah,
it's been a real problem. Well, I was thinking about you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, and I was at work, and I was under a lot of stress. And someone had a squatty potty. Uh-huh. Just left it in the bathroom. I thought, always wanted to try one of these. Anyway, I was real worried for a second when I heard a plop. That was a diamond.
Okay. Very funny, honey. Very funny. What did you get this from, like Jared or Zales? Did you get it at Zales?
I got it from my ass.
What?
Babe, listen. I can make 10 more of those.
What?
Yeah, I cut it myself. That's my logo. Oh my slogan. God. I cut it myself.
Oh, it's cool.
I already bought the website, thecutter.com/buttdiamonds.
You're saying that I'm wearing one of your ass diamonds on my hand?
Yes. It doesn't mean I love you any less. Now we can spend the money on other things.
No, I don't know how I feel about this. This is so gross. I guess I do know how I feel about it. It's gross.
No. This is just like a lab diamond. No one will know the difference. It's chemically the exact same thing.
Honey, is this why you wouldn't let me give you a massage? I said, I'll relax you. And you're like, no. And you stopped me right away.
Yes. Yes. But you know what? Now that I look at you and I see the ring.
Yeah.
Oh, oof. I just had a realization.
What?
You need earrings to go with it. Hold on.
But honey, no, wait, you're still stressed out right now?
Yes.
But we're engaged. What do you have to be stressed about?
Recent promotion and leadership structure change at work.
No, honey. No, I don't want to watch. Oh.
Look.
Oh, they're wet.
Yeah, it's just like when a baby's born. You just got to rinse it off. Oh. You're being really ungrateful for someone who just came into new jewelry.
No, honey, I appreciate this. I appreciate this.
Hold on, Don will take care of it. Don can do anything. Except I heard they still test on animals.
Oh, Don. I thought you meant a guy named Don.
you thought I meant Donald?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I was like, you brought Don into this? Okay,
is this going to be a problem? Do you want me to take all this back?
I don't know. This is so weird, but I like its potential for money making.
Well, it makes perfect sense. We're carbon-based life forms. Diamonds are just carbon. And I love you. I love you as much as carbon makes a diamond.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the sweetest thing anyone's ever said to me. I love you too, honey. All right, let's go for this. Let's go for thecutter.com/buttdiamonds.
Okay. Maybe we just shouldn't tell people. You seem to struggle with it.
Let's monetize this. I know I'm a little uppity. I'm probably a little more sensitive to it. But I think once it's normalized in the world, then people will be okay with it.
All right, let's do this. You and me.
All right, cut to 17 years later. In their mansion.
Hello.
I never tire of that.
Oh my God, I love that.
I never tire of that.
Oh my God.
Honey, yeah. I hate to be the one to do this. I love you. You know, I love you.
Yes.
But we're running out of money.
What?
You're too relaxed. You haven't produced anything in years.
I can't help it. You just kept forcing me to go bigger and bigger. I'm totally blown out.
That's not what I was saying at all. I'm saying you gotta tighten back up again. You gotta get stressed.
But I've been so carefree.
I know.
With the money.
It's a double-edged sword.
I can't produce. I'm happy.
Or catch 22. That's what it is. You need to be stressed to make the diamonds, which gets us the money, but then the money makes you not stressed.
I've got to be honest. I can't think of a single thing that would stress me out. Our life is perfect. You're covered head to toe in
diamonds.
Things I've made.
Yeah, it's heavy actually.
Yeah. Now that I think of it, I guess you could have used some of the money we made to buy diamonds that I didn't shit out, but.
That's neither here nor there.
That's neither here nor there. Yes.
I've gotten used to it, honey. I've gotten used to it.
Well, stress me out if you must.
Okay.
I'm your boss from your old job.
Glenn.
Get back to work.
No.
See, honey, I tried.
Oh, he has no leverage.
I know. I tried to go back to one of your old triggers.
Maybe you could blackmail me.
Okay. Honey, if you don't get back to work making diamonds, I'm going to tell everybody about your weird fantasy.
Which one?
Which weird fantasy?
Yeah.
The one where you buy a water park and
pee in it.
The whole thing. You pee in the whole thing and it gets you off.
I just feel like
it's not embarrassing enough?
No, I'm too rich to be embarrassed.
God. Well, honey, you're not going to be rich for long.
What? What do you mean?
Well, we're running out of money.
Why?
We need it.
Why?
Thecutter.com. Have you been to that website recently? It's just, you log on and it's just like a tumbleweed goes by. A digital tumbleweed goes by on the website.
Oh my God, I'm stressed. Oh my God, I'm stressed.
Yes.
Oh
yes,
my God, I'm stressed.
It's a tumbleweed.
Hold out your hands. I'm sorry.
Oh. All right, scene.